This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 8th. God's word for you today is never forget. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 49 verse 15, and it says, "Is it possible for a mother, however disappointed, however hurt, to forget a nursing child? Can she feel nothing for the baby she carried and birthed? Even if she could, I, God, will never forget you." We are on number 2 out of the 4 things that we must remember to keep us strong. 4 things that we must remember to empower us to arise and be all that God has called us to be as we represent God in the ways that He has called us to represent Him. The first is, remember that this will pass. The second is, remember to focus on what is unchanging. Firstly, God sees everything you are going through. Secondly, God cares about everything that you are going through. Thirdly, God is good. The God that we serve is a good God, and that is an unchangeable fact. God does not become good because He behaves well. God is good because that is who He is. God is eternally good. That is His nature. God is naturally good. Even though He is supernatural, He is supernaturally, naturally good. God is good. Focus on that. You may not understand what is going on, but remember that God is good. Focus on the things that do not change. God is good. Fourthly, God's plan is always better than your plan. Many of us have plans for several aspects of our lives. God's plans are better than our plans. God's plan is better than your plans. Remember to focus on the things that are unchanging. God's plan is always better than your plan, my plan, and our plans. Another unchanging thing is that God will never stop loving you. God will never stop loving me, and it is not just because my name is Oluwafemi, which means God loves me. God will never stop loving you, regardless of what your name is. God will never stop loving you. So despite all the pressure you might be feeling, God will never stop loving you. Never. The third thing we must remember is, remember that you are not alone. You may feel lonely, you may feel isolated, and you may be feeling tired, but the truth is that you are not alone. God is with you. There are angels around you. If you're a child of God, there is enough proof in the scriptures that shows us that even if you do not see anyone, God is with you. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, God of yesterday, God of today, God of tomorrow, you are still the same. My very present help in time of need. In every situation, you have never failed. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.